I'm Julian Berger. The North Carolina General Assembly voted today to override Governor Roy Cooper's veto of House Bill 10, making it law, with big changes for private school vouchers and immigration enforcement. The North Carolina Senate voted 30-19 to override Cooper's veto, just over the 3/5 threshold to override a bill. The North Carolina House also voted Tuesday over the 3/5 threshold to override the bill. House Bill 10 will require all sheriffs to comply with ICE's voluntary detention request and notify ICE if an undocumented person is detained. The bill also included $6.5 billion in state funding for private school vouchers over the next decade, which means more middle and high-income families will be able to get public funds for private schools. The bill's opponents have said the voucher funding would instead better serve public schools. Senator Natasha Marcus of Mecklenburg County spoke against the bill.
This is not a bill about helping low-income families or even about school choice. This is about expanding the program to the wealthiest families in our state.
Some immigrant advocates also worry that House Bill 10 will aid President-elect Trump's promise for mass deportations. Julian Berger, WFAE News. In Charlotte, I'm Julian Berger.